שבת שלום.
שבת שלום.
Is it just you, Jasmine?
So far, I guess I am.
Okay. Well, the handout is at the unique, it's at the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The last row, which I believe is row 19, the second column from the left. When you open that up to the Tikkuni Zohar landing page, scroll down to class 3. Do not make the mistake of clicking class 3A. But class 3 will bring you to section 3B.
3B, okay.
Okay. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bidchi Lurkimu Lutchi Lurkhi Lurkimu Ve'akta L'shem Yud He Bavate B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kunanehu Yisrael Kalil Tariuhu Achmanachit Barka Dekahane Bamina Uvaya Arutza Lechachakim Yedarim ime nachit v'kadusha v'liyu mishmali uvaya harotza v'hasher yitzafin amudem saita k'shora v'taravihu Yehuda Dekaruhu Of Haki Yesod Hayalmin Tishora Yamuda Demsaita Veshakinta Tata Ve'en Matar Betzalota Devaya Kalilan Hi Barkan Uvaya Matai Khadim Kirain Shemahin Kihada Vihavora Vitarin Shemahin Sarikin Bechashia Virazad Milabia Madim Inun Yud Ako Dawanu Koya Tirafana Tanafichen Yamadim Israel Betzalota Yamida Chavim Tarpana Kanpitchem Dilale mashama Behon Hello Vitamin Kodimama Dika Kodesh Hakadashim Behu Biamida Begin Vitamin Yata Malka The High Beruach Gedolot Uvroash Uvaishti Ishtamaun Pechon Gedifi Chalvan Lo Ata Malka Ela Bekol Demama Dekadihi Betaruach Vash Ish Vaihi Reva Alon Vialaihu Amar Yechaz Yael Siara Vihana Ruach Siara Seat Min Chatzafon Anan Gadol Viesh Matal Kachat Hai Hey Nun Tilat Darakivin Tichon Tilat Advan Hey Vave Kol Dimama Dilkam Taman Ka Ta'ata Malka De'ihu Yud Hey Vave Tichol Vayehi Yud Min Adonai Da Yud Min Ka Hey Vave Hey Vav Yud Hey Tishalit Hey Al Vav Hey Al Yud Nuk Vav Ayehi Ahu Yi Kegon Sefa Tanuk Vakad Shalit Al Tape The Dakora Vati Yahi Ata Alihu The Kama Ale Matavata The Ishtat So Tameya The Amru Sinai Sinai Ma'an Yakilame Mar Malin Kamisha Elab Kol de Mama Ekadid Vakut Umis Kate Malka O Malihu Tekin Levushi Malka Mataronita Dianta Kehena Takin Lea Lekucha Barichu Arvag Bagadi Levain Viarve Begide Zahav The Matronita Deitbar They call Kivoda Bat Nil Melech Pani ma mash patzot zehav levushi arba begadi levan kulhu rachame b'shama yud hevav hevalit man demachol bechon arim elayhu Arva begidi zahav kuhu Dina masatra Belayit min demachel Al avuda zera ila Ayud hei bav Yud hei yud Dishaltin Shufacha Beatar de Adonai de Gaviratea de Shamiya Ken Korsaya Ken Levushiya Uvailen Levushin Loit Lavash Adka An Mioma de Atfaravet Makodesh The Hakitiv Alavish Shemayim Kedarot Ushkinta Trubarba El Taroni Sheani Shecharachorat Vagindeiya The Galuta The Korsaya Vila Pagimi Bechovin De Yisrael Bitamin Nishmatin De Yisrael Uginda Zaka Ihu Mandatakin La Kursea Betaluta Dilia Betakudin Dilaya Betarde Humatamin Kursea Pagin Beginaihu Pistalak Shem Yuke Vavke Kat Tamin Bihulao Sharia Beatar Pagin Adahu Diktiv All Asher Bomum Lo Yikarav Ofaki Bnishmata Bagimela Sharia Zaka'a Ihu Mandi Ashalim Nishmateya Lesharaya Beya Shem Yudevave Yavid Laya Urseya Legabeya Zaka'a Pumadimat Chavar Bakud Shabarifu Im Shakintaya Dihu Urta Hashem Vizaka Iyehu Mandalavish Malka Taronita Vasher Safirin Ishamiya Kain Levusho Devaria Kit Dekalilan Ishem Yud Aleph He Dalad Bav Nun He Yud Umanda Dakin Liya Dusya Deitmar Bailusas Tai Racha Para Mitacha Raita Dehi Markava Dilaya Deviumai Dishvato Tavotot Vayumain Tavim Ihu Levish Levush Malkuta Dinunase Tafirut Devaria Uvyoma Deholevish Asher Katut Lemalacharya Demishmashi Lonafer Sefirin Devaria Yeser Sefirut Yatsilut Malka Bechoven Ihug v'garamaya Had b'chon Ihu V'chuvu V'chayu Had b'chon Madilav Aki b'yeser Sefirut Divariya Ilavinun V'chaychon Ad lav inun begara meichon Ad vialat al kol Hu nahir beeser Defirut beetzelut Uvasher defirot Ivraya Divar ya'a V'nahir v'yaser V'tot v'malakia U'eser gal-gil-gal d'rakia Al yishtane b'kol atar It is within prayer that thoughts rise up and are surrounded by other thoughts. What is created within is a virtual holy of holies, so that thoughts are imbued with the connection of Yesod and the Shekhinah. This establishes the current that produces the two names unified in silence that produce the lift that is crucial to the upward journey of prayer. The still, thin sound is the voice of nothing that is the void out of which all things come to be. My commentary. The term still, thin sound is the same as the still, small voice within. This last sentence is referring to the creation of something from nothing, which is the phrase Yesh Miayin. This is attributed to the Creator only by the Kabbalists. In my opinion, this is also hinting at the potential of the human being to be able to co-create something from nothing. Thoughts assume their rightful shape within, made up of various varying levels of awareness. The north represents the eternal connection that is the link above. Yud is the motive force or the turning force out of which the experience of Hashem is found within, both holy names. It is this realization that unites within in the same way as a star is compressed into dark matter. The feminine aspect of the one calls to the masculine aspect of the other. Imagine thought establishing itself and then being open to expansion via compression. And I am adding, expansion being via compression is an aspect of the binding by striking. The awareness of one induces the recognition of the other. The garments for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah are the four aspects previously discussed: the tempest wind, the fire, the cloud, and the thin, still voice. When you make the combination between Adonai and Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the awareness of being called Hashem fills your entire being. Just Him, yes, His throne is His clothing, and in those who are dressed, for it is written, will dress the sky with darkness. And the Shekhinah, it was said about her, look not upon me that I am dark. Because he was in exile, her seat damaged because of Israel's sins. The Shekhinah is in exile because unification does not take place because of sin. There is no recognition of the process of the way things work. Therefore, the sky is dressed in blackness, meaning that the inner world of consciousness is without that holy connection. Israel represents the unified holiness of thought. There can be no approach to holiness in the blemished soul, because first the blemish must be taken away. The soul is perfected via the contemplation of the unity of male and female, the action and the results, along with the working out of the intention that is fulfilled via Yud al hey dalet bab nun hey yud. This is the garment of thought. Within Bria resides the creative aspect of spontaneity that produces the horse that drives the chariot. That horse signifies our intention and is surrounded by the garments of the ten sephirot that subsequently arrange our thoughts. Within Atzilut, besides the totality of being and the ten sephirot that are here, cannot be separated. The king is one, including the life force that emanates from the king. In Bria, the separation may be experienced as cause and effect, whereas in Atzilut, all is one. Mirrors, visions, gardens of the Shekhinah. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like coals of fire, burning like the appearance of torches. It flashed up and down among the living creatures. And there was brightness to the fire. And out of the fire went forth lightning. These are the points and the taste of Torah. The end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at our Havdalah at 6 p.m., our Zohar at 7 p.m., or the Tikkuni Zohar at 7:30. All times are West Coast times. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.